Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning again.
And it's always a pleasure, Jerry, and especially when we get ready for the Christina Lou Show.
Right, right.
This is the highlight of the show, the week. It starts the weekend off. There's nothing more special.
Well, you know what is special? Radio. Today is National Donut Day. I want everyone to be aware of also. My dad called me about it, so spread the word.
Let me tell you a funny story. We were out to, telling Rebecca, we were out to visit the Walt Whitman Museum in out near Smithtown. And there was a Dunkin' Donuts place on 110. So on the way back, we stopped, and there was a sign saying National Donut Day. So we said, we're going to get a coffee and get a free donut. Said, no, it's not Thursday, it's Friday.
Yes. But there we go. So everyone can get their coffee and their free donut, which I think I might be doing today.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you get a free donut. Okay.
Yeah.
Donut with a cup of coffee.
But you know what makes that day even more special? Donut Day is 63 days after Christina's birthday.
There you go.
Next year we're going to have to figure that out.
But yes, my dad called me and said, you must spread the word that it's, you know, National Donut Day, and there's the donut specials going on. So,
well, actually, just going aside, you know, I don't like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but I do like the new one they have, the darker one, or they call it rich roast or something.
Dark roast.
I like the cappuccino.
Yes, very good. Oh, okay. You can get a turbo shot in coffee also. And put up, there you go. But yeah, so just so everyone enjoy your start your weekend off with a little sugar. Yeah, a little treat.
Stop twice. Yeah.
And I also, I mean, today we had such a great show and it flew by. I can't believe it's you know, the last segment. But what I wanted to address also with the Help at Home program, even though they have, you know, they do limited jobs, you know, whether it's gutter cleaning or window washing, you know, and there's another organization that we work with, and it's called Rebuilding Together Long Island. They're actually going to be coming on the radio show in the upcoming months.
Okay.
But they do, Rebuilding Together is a big organization, it's national, but the Long Island branch we partnered with, and they're able to do more complex things. So whether it's like grab bar installation, they install a lot of ramps.
Oh, okay, okay.
Railings, they'll do some small repair things. So what's nice is that Help at Home will refer to Rebuilding Together if, you know, the job's too big.
Okay.
So it's just to give a little shout.
Bottom line, you
call 311. And
at the end of the day, 311 seems to get it done for you.
But it's great. It's a wonderful program. So
you just referenced something which throws me off every now and then. You said the social worker.
Mm-hmm.
So in situations like this, when you call 311,
right,
and you want that type of work done in your house, it goes through a social worker.
Yes, everything. So if you call 311 and you say, you know, I mean, I want, you know, to have my gutters clean. So I would see that.
Okay.
And I send it to whoever your social worker is in the area. So, you know, in Jerry, for example, Edith is the social worker in his case. So Edith would get it. She calls and she'll fill out a form, send the form in to us. We approve it. Then she coordinates, you know, with TRI. And it's just nice because what also is another level in the program that is nice, you know, on top of the supervisor for TRI being, you know, involved in the process. On our end, we have the social worker who is sitting there, who will be there. And
so Edith will actually reach out to Jerry and say, Jerry, what's the problem? What do you need?
And she'll facilitate. Wow. Yeah. So it's great. You know, and so she'll keep up with it also. So she does the coordinating and the scheduling, you know, a lot. And then she'll go in after and say, you know, here's the survey, because we ask everyone to fill out a survey just to make sure. Because, I mean, it's very rare, but if on the rare case there is a problem, I, you know, get it. I reach out to Andy Cohen, who's wonderful, and solves it, you know, 1, 2, 3. And, sometimes little tweaks need to be made.
It happens.
Will they actually do windows?
Yep, they do. But only on the first floor, because they don't do things with involving ladders. But they'll do, and that's what I always think is great, because I like seeing the requests come in, because you really see it's very seasonally based. Now it's window washing and gutter cleaning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple, like, little, you know, quick little, you know, cleaning the floor and stuff.
So right.
But the moving objects is a big one. Right.
I never heard that. That makes sense, because that's something where you're not going to call a person in.
Right.
You wouldn't even think of it. But you're moving a few boxes from, you know, especially from upstairs to down.
Well, that's
or
what
something.
It is. Like when the stairs are involved, and that was like a major.
You know, another
major
thing
night.
Is you have things on a high shelf when you're moving.
Right, up. And it's so dangerous.
And they tumble
you know, one
down.
Thing. Yep, forget it.
I had one. You know, so I had to pull something. And it was like and all the whole thing came apart, and I got whacked on the head. Fortunately, nothing serious. Yeah. But you can see.
But it's so it could so easily happen, you know. And then you're standing on step stools, and those are it's like it becomes a whole thing, and that's why I think it's so amazing with just changing these light bulbs. It seems so like a light bulb, but I mean that. They're high. I mean, I know for myself. I mean, how, I don't even wouldn't even begin to know how to change.
A friend of mine, I was talking to, said she said, "I changed the light bulb. I went up and saw it." So, what are you doing that for? I said, "Well, the super wasn't available."
Right.
And she said, "I know I shouldn't have done it."
Right.
Yeah, that's always the thing.
That's all you need is one slip and fall.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, but it just. I just love this. You know, I'm very invested in this program. I think it's an amazing. I remember when they first came to us because I just think the whole concept of it on both sides is just great. You know, these this program where people and like a lot of them have gotten jobs. You know, the workers there, and it's just it's training and it's experience them and it's fun for the scene. It's just
And you know that you raised the point. Well, some of these people may have had a drug abuse problem. But the people who come are really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a. You know what I'm saying? It's really a very monitored
motivated.
Program. Absolutely,
they want to do it, and it's just a great experience.
Yeah. Bottom line, they're supervised,
right?
And
it's a very
your past mistakes
program.
Shouldn't
on
dictate the
ends,
future. Yeah, so that's the end of that.
But it's great. So definitely call 311. You know, and you can find out more about it. So
yeah, no, I didn't realize the social worker part. That's huge.
Yeah,
I'm listening, doing this show with you guys. Yeah. But the fact that somebody reaches out, because then they can have a conversation. And I know Edith to have a little conversation and say, guess what? There's something else there.
Right, because you know what's great too is like the social worker makes a determination too. Like, okay, this job looks like you know it's good for help at home because you know it is very specific what help
at home.
And then you know, or this is like more of a rebuilding together thing. Right. Or you know, if it's out of the realm of both, you know, they figure that out too. So that's what I'm saying. Like you know. You can call 311 with any question, and
if
we'll either provide the service or we won't, but we'll try the best to like get you, where you need to go. So, definitely call.
Well, and I think the big plus of 311 and Project Independence is that you go to one place to get an answer. It isn't that you're being shuttled, shunted.
No, we always say it's like the one stop shopping.
Exactly. I mean, it may not work out. It may say, well, we don't do that. It can't be done through the town. But you don't say, oh, well, call extension this, do that, and you're playing this game for hours. You never get anything.
And that's what I want to say, too. You know, what is great about the 311, the call center, is that on top of, you know, facilitating and putting it to the right department, you know, that the call needs to go, they also have, you know, information. So let's say you're calling about, oh, there's the street sign. There needs a street sign, but it's not a town street, they'll get you to the right place. So they'll give you that number right there.
Right.
So you don't have to sit there and be like, you know, sorry, we can't, you know, do anything about it. So it's definitely an amazing program for North Hempstead.
Yeah. Oh, it really is. There's no question. That's
how many people have signed up and gotten cards, you know, for PI? Now?
Well, it's very exciting because we're approaching our 10,000th member. So in the next coming weeks, definitely stay tuned for that because it's coming, and I just can't believe that it. When you just hear that number, it just blows your mind.
It really does, right?
Oh. But it's great. It's exciting.
Are they going to know who that person is or no? Well, of course they will know who that person is.
Yes, well, no. It's going to be unveiled shortly. But,
oh, really?
Yeah. But it's exciting stuff. Yes.
A free trip to Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
They better sign up.
Everyone gets
today.
A donut, yeah. But, you know, I think that this segment is great because we're able to talk about all the wonderful programs that go on in North Hempstead, and especially Supervisor Bosworth is always running around town. And I thought it was very interesting in the recap of what she did this week. There was a town board meeting, and, you know, it's a very timely situation. We know now with Bruce Jenner and his transformation with Caitlyn Jenner, I just think it's amazing that North Hempstead took notice and they actually added the term gender identification as one of the anti-discrimination law.
Right.
So they're actually changing language within that law, you know, because just to be aware, and I think that's, you know, very progressive of North Hempstead. You know, they're
very
on
tremendous.
Top of it, and I find that absolutely amazing that they took notice to do that so soon in the game, you know, with all this coming out. So it's great.
That's the benefits. Something of like something like Bruce Jenner, you know, it helps that that's a person with a lot of money. So there's different. We're not going to get into that part of it.
I mean, that could go on for days.
Another younger man or woman doing it, just living at home in North Hempstead, doesn't have the same options.
Yeah, but I think it just calls awareness. You know,
that's the
and
most,
that's,
and that you have a government agency,
right?
That turns around and says, "Guess what?
I'm taking notice
we have
to
take notice of this." That's the most. That's tremendous.
And
it
that's
really
what.
Is.
And that's exactly. That's the benefit. That's a perfect way to frame
it's good
that.
Yeah, for a town in North Hempstead, it makes. get the sense that we're with it.
Wait, right. And that's what, you know, and that's what it is in general. You know, it's and that's why I think it's just amazing. Because even when you look at a Project Independence, I mean, when this came around, like, first of all, it still doesn't exist anywhere else. Like, you know, you'd think by now. But it's just such an innovative program. And then you look at all, I mean, every department of North Hempstead, whether it's the environmental, you know, initiatives that we take, it's just, it's definitely very progressive and just filled with innovative programs, which I think is amazing and a testament.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there 100%.
And also on a little flip side, a little fun note, is that the town also amended a local law that will allow dogs in 3 town parks as part of a little pilot program they're doing. So the parks that are included are North Hempstead Beach Park, and that's the boardwalk area, Mary Jane Davies and Michael J. Tully Park. So we'll have 3, they could have like little dogs now. So it's, I think that's...
Specific dog walks, you mean, or just
it's,
dogs
they're allowed there.
Oh, they're allowed there. Okay, okay. Yeah.
So that
has to be on
that
a
came
leash,
on.
Though, or...
Yes, certainly keep your dog on a leash.
Right,
we don't want it totally free for all, but I just think it's, you know, it's nice because those parks are really, I mean, just beautiful.
So yeah, they're totally, yeah, I agree with you.
Go. That's very nice. And then we just have a bunch of Project Independence events coming up, and it's always exciting. We have coming up, starting today, is our Exercise for Balance and Strength to Reduce Falls course. So that goes on. It's going to be this week and next week, a 2-week course. And you get the first from 10 to 11 is the balance assessment. So you get to see, you know, kind of gauge where you are. And then following that at 11:30 is the advanced fall prevention course, which gets a little more in depth and different exercises you do. It's an extremely popular course. We do it every month. I think, you know, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, that's important because a lot of the great things you do are recycled through the year.
Right, and that's
so
what we're trying to do, right, because it's...
a scheduling problem, you don't say, oh, God, you know, I miss it for... You know,
right, absolutely, yeah. And that's why, you know, especially when a program is well-attended, we try to keep it going, put it in different locations, you know, so I think that's definitely our new kind of plan of action.
Just want to ask a question. Winthrop, is that part of Project Independence?
We're partnered with all different organizations.
Okay.
So that this is a program that they provide to us, you know, free of charge. They have all the experts. And that's what, you know, Project Independence does. We're not trying to recreate anything. So we like to, you know, just find the people who are experts in the town and, you know, and they want to work with us. So I think it's just nice getting all the local organizations together.
Just as you do with this program here, that all these guests are not
paid
anything.
Of
course. They come as volunteers because they realize the value that you are adding to life here in the town.
Yeah, and that's what I said. Like, there's so much out there that it's, and that's why I think this show, you know, we're able to just give you a little glimpse into what, you know, programs are out there.
That's
because,
it.
I mean, who can keep up with everything that exists?
Right.
So,
actually, we're going to take a break.
Oh.
I'm sorry, cutting you off.
God, that was
fast. It's in fast. It really is. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP. We'll be right back.
Okay.